Hi, my name is Dr. Mark Alandari, and I'm an infectious diseases specialist in New Orleans.
Hi, my name is Hope Hickerson, and I'm a health education specialist and reporter. This is the Noise Filter Podcast, where an infectious diseases physician,
that's me, and a health education expert,
that's me, talk about what you need to know to keep yourself and your loved ones healthy.
For more information about Noise Filter, your public health podcast, and to watch and share our incredible informative animations, please visit us at noisefiltershow.com.
And if you like what you hear, don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to us. So, let's get started. Tainted spinach causes hallucinations. A contaminated batch of baby spinach is causing Australians to experience delirium, fever, and hallucinations. Not what you expect when adding it to a salad. No, not at all. As a result of the spinach exposure, some people also suffered from blurred vision, rapid heartbeats, and fever, according to authorities.
At least 54 people sought medical attention after eating the tainted baby spinach that authorities believe was consumed by more than 100 people. Several supermarket chains have recalled products containing the spinach. Based on internal investigations, the reactions were caused by a quote-unquote food product accidental contamination.
Some Australians joked about obtaining hallucinogenic spinach on social media. A Twitter user said, "Never have I been so interested in salad." However, the authorities emphasize that the symptoms are not pleasant. Darren Roberts, the medical director of the Poisons Information Center in New South Wales, said in an interview on local television that the victims have poor vision, confusion, and sometimes scary hallucinations, which are far from pleasant.
Instances like this remind us of why food standards being set by the government are so extremely important for consumers and safety. It is the consumer's right to expect that the foods they purchase and consume are safe and high quality. To ensure that the food supply has these characteristics, governments, including the FDA in the U.S., are charged with protecting consumers against impure, unsafe, and fraudulently labeled products. The FDA, through its Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition, works to proactively ensure that the foods we consume and the vendors and industries which produce them use food control procedure standards and activities which support public health.
While consumers, governments, and others play an important role in ensuring food safety and quality, the food industry is ultimately responsible for investing the physical and managerial resources necessary to implement appropriate controls. The industry is responsible for overseeing the manufacturing and processing of food, from raw materials to finished products, and random government checks and oversight is what helps keep them accountable.
A safe food supply system requires that critical factors such as product conception, manufacturing, distribution, and customer satisfaction are organized and controlled to ensure safe products. While this is a scary reminder of some of the occurrences which were much more common in past centuries, our modern-day regulation tends to work and is another aspect of government which largely functions without us even realizing until you find yourself hallucinating after eating a salad.
Hot chilies, nutmeg, moldy rye bread, sea bream, and even coffee are foods with a history of causing hallucinations. Some of these were even used by ancient populations intentionally. But knowing that if your only plan is to have a meal, then all you should expect is the benefit of extensive government testing that we mostly now take for granted. You know, we don't expect to eat foods that could cause hallucinations now. We put so much stock in our government to test to make sure that the food is okay for us to eat. So, you know, what's interesting to me and what I wonder is what was wrong with the spinach? Sounds like it was contaminated with cocaine or something. Like, what was wrong with it?
Who knows? Yeah.
My God.
Impossible to say. But, you know, one of the things that we're seeing, though, is that we are seeing a move toward less food regulation. So a lot of the food lobbies are lobbying the government to back off on the ability to monitor food.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Yeah, I mean, we saw that the I think it was somebody out of Oklahoma. It was a business person out of Oklahoma that I think sued the EPA for, I think it was either clean water or clean air. And the Supreme Court ruled in favor of this business person so that the EPA did not have the right to regulate,
right,
to create clean water. And so that's the direction we're moving into. And the idea is, well, in the free market, you know, you could choose not to eat something that is tainted. But what if you're the first one? You know, we should expect that our food is
safe,
is properly regulated and safe to eat and will not cause us illness. Think about this. In our modern day America, that is already so stressful to live, mm-hmm, as well. Mm-hmm. We have to now worry about the food that we eat that is not properly assessed and made sure that it's safe for consumption. I mean, I think that that's a right that we should enjoy, not a right for corporations to make more money by cutting corners and putting our health on the line. And we've seen already that they're willing to do that. Cholera is making a comeback in several countries. In the past 2 years, there's been an increase in the number of cholera cases all over the world after years of global decline. As of November 30th, over 29 countries, primarily in the regions of Africa and the Eastern Mediterranean, have reported cholera outbreaks, and many of these countries have reported higher case numbers and more fatalities than in previous years. Alarmingly, 13 countries have reported new cholera outbreaks in 2022 after several years of no outbreaks.
Cholera is an infectious disease that causes severe diarrhea and can lead to dehydration and death if left untreated. Cholera is caused by eating contaminated food or drinking water. A specific bacteria causes cholera and spreads via the feces of an infected person. The most common sources of cholera include municipal water supplies, foods and drinks sold by street vendors, vegetables grown with contaminated water, and raw or undercooked seafood caught in waters polluted with sewage.
Lebanon has been hit particularly hard with its most recent cholera outbreak. Since the first case was confirmed in early October of this year, over 1,400 cases have been reported across the country. The outbreak has now spread to over 20 of the 26 districts in Lebanon, with a total of 5,105 cases and 23 associated deaths as of December of 2022.
So cholera outbreaks are occurring in countries that up until this year were considered endemic. One of the main drivers of this current outbreak is climate change and widespread floods and droughts. Many of the countries experiencing cholera outbreaks have also experienced natural disasters, such as cyclones, flooding, and droughts. Major flooding increases the propensity for spreading the disease. In addition, droughts and poor access to clean water is also associated with an increase in cholera cases. Another challenge is the fact that several countries with cholera outbreaks are also experiencing other disease outbreaks, such as COVID-19, dengue, and measles, which is straining the already limited public health resources that many of these countries have.
The WHO recommends improving access to safe drinking water, preventative hygiene measures, and outbreak surveillance. These measures will help curb the spread of cholera in the short term, but in the long term, climate change will play a more substantial role in the spread of all infectious diseases. These past 2 years alone, we've already seen several infectious disease outbreaks in regions that were either considered endemic or had never experienced a serious outbreak before.
Thanks for listening to Noise Filter, your public health podcast.
Be sure to subscribe to the Noise Filter podcast, follow us on social media, and leave us a review letting us know your favorite part of the show.
You can find me, Hope Hickerson, at hopehickerson.com.
And you can find me at Dr. Mark Allen Derry or at The Dr. Derry. That's D-R-D-E-R-Y.
To see and share our amazing animations and find out more information about us, the show, as well as links to our social media, go to noisefiltershow.com.
We are grateful to our sponsors, including Access Health Louisiana and the End the Epidemic Initiative, who are working to bring equitable health outcomes to everyone they serve. Hope, any last words?
Stay well out there, folks, and continue taking steps to keep yourself and your loved ones healthy. That includes exercise, a good diet, getting adequate sleep, and seeing your healthcare providers regularly.
And protect yourself and others by getting the COVID-19 vaccine and booster, wearing a mask, and social distancing wherever possible. Remember, health is a human right.